From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome to this Tuesday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Barm, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio. This morning, we will, I don't know what we'll talk about today. We've got alcohol selections for the A&M game next week. Ole Miss going to start selling some beers. We got what that is going to be. I'm sure some other things coming up. A little bit of Chancellor news, not much today, as we feel like a little more of a regular scheduled day here on the podcast, brought to you every single day by the Oxford Exxon, Highway 6 West in Oxford. You know, running through Halloween, they got free gas for a year. That sweepstakes is running. All you have to do is go to any Blue Sky location in Mississippi, including the Oxford Exxon. Sign up if you don't already have it, but should, the Mobile Reward Plus card. When you do that, you get at least 8 gallons of gas automatically entered into that sweepstakes. And again, after Halloween, they will pick a winner that will get free gas for a year, courtesy of Blue Sky and the Oxford Exxon. Again, coming to you from the Clark Ford Studio.
We are Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi, 662-257-1900, 662-257-1900. Call the number, ask for Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. Send him a quote. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours, and the rest is up to you. You can shop that quote around, or you can do what I've done and what I think you'll end up doing also, which is hop into a Clark Ford today. You'll love the product. You'll love the service after the sale. Corey wants to be your truck guy. He wants to be your car guy. He'll prove it to you. 662-257-1900. Before you get started, Caroline just sent me something, my daughter Caroline. Mm-hmm. Ace, this is in the New York Times, and I don't have the whole story. She sent me a screenshot. ACT change will allow students to retake individual sections. She says, starting next September, high schoolers won't need to repeat the entire ACT exam to improve their score. And then I need to pull up the article, and I'm out of New York Times free articles. She says, you can take each section by itself online and get a score in 2 days. If you can take the test online, doesn't that make it where someone else could take the test for you?
I don't like this overall. I think there's a certain semblance of the ACT. And now, look, I'm not a big standardized test person. I'm not. But I think there's a certain element of perseverance through it, of not breaking down by the time you get to the science section. I think it changes the entire dynamics of the test and your score and everything if you can just take individual sections. I'm not a fan.
But if you can take it online,
wouldn't that let someone else? Now, we don't know. It might have to just have a proctor, right?
Maybe. But otherwise, if you could just take it in the comfort of your own home, timed,
oh Lord!
I mean, but that's where we're going with this, because everyone accuses it of being whatever, and we live in this culture now where everybody must be treated with kid gloves. Oh God, everyone's even. Everyone's the same. And if you don't do well on the test, it's because of a background or something like that. Give me a break.
This is in the New York Times?
Yes, I don't have a...
Can you message it to me? I'll pull it up.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't have a link.
Oh, you don't have a link.
Sent me a screenshot.
Okay. I'll look around for it as we go. I don't know. What's the headline?
ACT change will allow students to retake individual sections. I think it's that deal where, you know, I don't know.
I have one. So here we go. High schoolers will find it easier next year to submit a high ACT exam score as part of the competitive college admissions process. Officials at ACT, which makes the exam, said on Tuesday that starting next September, students will be able to... The change would allow students to avoid getting a worse grade on a section than they had scored well on earlier. Although a growing number of colleges and universities have made test scores an optional part of college applications, many high schoolers feel pressure to score highly, blah, blah, blah. I'm reading, trying to find the part that's relevant. Starting in September, students will get a new super score that combines their highest scores on the subsections from the different times they took the test. Currently, if students who have taken the test more than once want college to see their best subscores, they have to send in multiple test results. Let's see. Reading. Students can take the test up to 12 times. Let's see.
I'm curious about the online portion.
Students will also be given the option to take the ACT online rather than with paper and pencil on days when it is administered nationwide. The test is now given online only in international test centers and in school districts that administer the test during the school day. Online results will be available within 2 business days rather than the 2 to 8 weeks it takes to get results from the paper and pencil test. It looks like it's only going to be at the test centers, best. I'm reading from it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just total.
That's me from what I feel like they're in. I'm inferring from them, but I think that's what we're saying.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Which is fine. I have no problem with that.
No, yeah. I don't have a problem with it either. I have a problem with the people that complain about the test. It is what it is. I'm not a big standardized test person either, but if I'm colleges and I'm evaluating kids and I don't have the test to evaluate it, I can't base it on high schools because all high schools are not created the same.
It provides some way to break the admissions process.
It allows you to put a baseline down on a kid.
Yeah. It's fine. I think I would do better with paper and pencil than I would online. Just from a test-taking standpoint.
Yeah, I would think so, too. I think the one thing that's interesting is how many kids now, that's how they consume all media, is online. So when they take the test, like they take their test online now. They very rarely use a pen and paper. So it's such a new thing that maybe it slows them down. I don't know. I didn't mean to go there. I got that text right as we were started. I'm sorry.
No, you're all good. We cover a lot of things now. You did some handiwork yesterday.
I did a lot of handiwork, and now I've put the tables together, but the bracket that I need for my mic doesn't. The table's too deep for that, and so I've got to go get something. I've got to figure that out. So, not done yet.
But if that's the only hold up and slip up, if we get through this thing with that being the only problem, I feel pretty good about things.
The thing that excited me the most.
It did. I know where you're going.
Even you were a little impressed.
I probably was not as impressed as I should have been because I didn't see it laying on the ground.
So we got a light kit. We had to order another light kit because I think we're going to need 2 light kits. But anyway, the directions were not written. They were just pictures.
Just a diagram.
And they weren't particularly well done.
Okay.
And so I had to look at it and say, okay, how do I do this? And I pulled up a YouTube and found one that sort of showed me. And sure enough, I put this light kit together. And when I turned that puppy on, it was a moment of great pride.
That light turned on.
It did. That
literally
turned. A little part of me that was, a little part of me shined in that moment. Something that rarely happens.
Did you test it out? Does it throw like a shadow off your head or anything? We good?
It's hard to say. We're going to find out.
Okay. You can put a cap on.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to wear a cap a lot, I suspect.
Think so?
Well, like I had to restore my phone to factory settings the other day. And so I had to
That was
it.
Real convenient, by the way. Sunday morning, about an hour after that story goes live, Neil goes, "Hey, I got no phone. Sorry, can't take calls. Just telling you." Okay. Great. Thanks.
Awesome. Yeah, it worked out pretty well. Anyway, but I made my new emoji, or Caroline made my new emoji, and she said, "Do you want to put headwear on it?" I said, "Yes."
Oh, one of those little Bitmoji sticker things?
Yeah, I said, put a cap on my guy.
Okay. I'm praying to the gods this works this week. I feel pretty good about it, but I think only because Jay's coming to town. I would be really nervous without that.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Yeah, I've lost sleep over it.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah. Just the whole process of it.
Why?
I don't know. Feels like we've been talking about it forever, and it's only been a couple of weeks.
It took a little time. I mean, the before and after of that room is pretty striking. Or it will be striking when everything's set up.
It's
backdrops really come in today.
Oh, they come in today?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I haven't checked the tracking, but I'm pretty sure. It's real.
Yeah. FedEx, UPS, they hate me right now because they have been bringing stuff here.
The driver hates you. The actual company is probably very proud of you.
Well, the companies like me, and Amazon loves me. I mean,
that is affecting everybody because, I mean, I bet we get, I'm serious, 10 boxes a week? Probably.
Well,
I mean, it's constant. It's gotten too easy to order, so people think it's like it's Monopoly money. It doesn't actually really count if I order it online.
Here's what really impresses me about Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So I accidentally ordered 4 chairs. I only needed 2 chairs.
Okay.
So when I finally got around to looking in the dining room where all of the boxes were stacked up, I said, wait a minute, did I order 4 chairs? And then I went and looked at my order. I'm like, yep, I ordered 4 chairs. And it took me 30 seconds to set up the return. I drove them over to the UPS store yesterday. Boom, here's the, I showed it on my phone. She scanned it. Boom, there's the sticker. I've already got my refund.
Done.
That was done so fast. I was like, man, what I thought to myself at that point was, I don't know how retail stays in business.
If it's that easy to do it.
So simple. Clicked a couple of things. They sent a thing to my phone. Done.
Well, it's like we were making a large item purchase this week, and we're contemplating, hey, do we go here and get it? And I'm like, no, ordering that thing off Amazon. It'll come to the door. I don't have to worry about hauling that son of a gun. I don't have to worry about carrying it through a store. No. Right here. Roll it in the house. All good. There is something to convenience.
Well, there's a lot to convenience. By the way, our friend Kevin Weeks.
Yeah.
Sent me a Atlanta Braves jersey. It arrived yesterday. It's a home jersey. I will have it on Wednesday for game 5.
They blew that one last night.
Yeah, it was brutal.
They blow it and Yachty gets the hit or the flag fly, whatever. So it's a little bit of everything for you there, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's about as bad as it gets.
Cardinals are going to win this series, aren't they?
No. Come on, don't do that.
The Braves have lost 8 straight postseason series.
Lifelong Braves fan, we're going to get this done.
Okay. You remember 95 fondly.
I do. It was a great moment.
David Justice. Tom Glavine.
Yep.
Marquise Grissom catching the last out.
Oh, who could forget?
Who could forget?
Steve Abe. Yeah. Terry Pendleton. The beautiful thing. Loved it.
Let's see. It is Tuesday, so we're supposed to talk usually football from anything from Monday. And I'll be honest, I didn't get much that needs to be talked about. Matt Corral might be 100% this week. They're pretty healthy otherwise. John Haynes day-to-day. Braylon Sanders day-to-day with that hamstring that he did not play on Saturday against Vanderbilt. Missouri's really good with rush defense. That linebacker that's out for them is really good. And Bryant is expected to play for the Tigers. Did I miss anything? Anything else?
No. The only interesting thing, and I'm going to talk to Gabe DeArmond tomorrow. We'll have it for a Thursday or Friday podcast.
Okay.
I thought it was interesting that Mitchell Forty, who works for the Power Mizzou site, he wrote a story yesterday about, you know, here are the people who will have to fill in for the linebacker who's out. And he kind of wrote about the quarterback position too. And listen, Mitchell's a really good reporter. He's not hiding the ball here. It just made me wonder if he doubts what they're telling them.
Because he wrote about Kelly Bryant's replacements?
A little bit. It just makes me wonder if he thought to himself, you know what, just in case they're hiding the ball. I mean, Mitchell's not doing their dirty work is what I'm trying to say. He's a really good journalist. He's going to go a long way in this business. I just wonder if he is skeptical. I'll ask.
If he does not play, the answer is redshirt sophomore Taylor Powell.
Yeah. Who's played a lot this year?
He's never thrown a touchdown or an interception. He has completed 13 of 30 throws for 208 yards.
Yeah. He's played a lot of mop-up because they've had a lot of mop-up. They got beat by Wyoming, and since then they've just basically beaten the hell out of everybody they played.
There's a lot of truth to that.
They haven't played anybody, but...
He's thrown a lot of short passes in the middle of the field.
Yeah. He's played a lot of let's get this game over with minutes. Listen, here's the storyline for this game, assuming that Bryant plays, okay? For Ole Miss, this is probably going to be the first team, Alabama included, that can line up and stack the box and take the run away. Can you throw it on them? Because if Ole Miss can line up and only have 99 yards passing and still beat Missouri on Saturday, well, then all bets are off the rest of the way. I think they're going to have to throw it successfully to have a chance.
They need Corral healthy just for the change of pace on Saturday.
I think so.
To throw the football.
Now, you know, it's if they prove us wrong on Saturday, hopefully this all works on Saturday night, and that's what we'll be talking about, taking calls about.
Yeah, if Ole Miss goes to Columbia and wins and John Rice runs for 185, then okay, never mind. Do it every week.
Like I said, at that point, all bets are off. I change my tune. I'll open our first show with I was wrong, and we'll go from there. Obviously, a different deal will have been born at that point.
How close do you think Corral is to 100%?
You know,
I'm requiring speculation on you. I know you don't know.
This is our third season covering Matt Luke teams, and I can't think of a time that he hasn't been pretty transparent.
Frankly, a little too honest at times.
Last week, they played it coy a little bit.
However, he never said Matt was going to play. Because we had that conversation after the game Saturday because a couple of media members were looking for quotes. All he said during the week was John Rice was definitely going to play.
And he said that Matt could have gone out there and...
Thrown the ball around.
They didn't. Matt couldn't go out there and run the offense because so much of the offense is built around the quarterback being able to run. It's a rib injury. Those don't heal in 1 or 2 weeks. So my guess, and I'm guessing... You asked me to speculate, so I'll speculate. My speculation is that it's probably a lot like last week, except a little better. I doubt if they really want Matt getting hit and hit and hit and hit and hit. But look, if Plumlee goes out there and they've taken the run away and he can't throw the ball effectively, they've got to make a change. But so far, nobody has stopped this kid. California didn't stop him. Frankly, Alabama didn't.
He got to the corner on Alabama multiple times.
And he, you know, just destroyed Vanderbilt. So we'll see. I said all along I thought this would be an interesting season, and I think these 2 weeks coming up, starting Saturday and including next Saturday, are going to be really interesting games.
Yeah.
Because I think Ole Miss can get one of them. Now, the one I think they can get is next week. But I think they can get one of them. And if they do, we all know where that leads. Because they're going to beat New Mexico State. Probably not going to beat LSU.
You're going to have a hard time beating Auburn.
going to have a hard time with Auburn unless you can throw the football. And even then, it's going to be difficult. But now Auburn's offense is funky, but Auburn's defense is really good. Anyway, I'm dancing around. If you could win one of these two, the game in Starkville is going to be a big one.
And Matt, yesterday, to his credit, didn't hide away from, yeah, getting better and all that stuff, but six is a major program goal. He said it yesterday. Yeah.
I had people respond with, so what if they don't? Well, if they don't, they don't. Listen, there's a lot of wild cards here. I continue to say that I don't believe anything is going to happen at the end of this season involving a coaching change. I don't think it's on the table. I don't think it should be on the table. That's my opinion. People ask for my opinion. That's my opinion. I think he absolutely deserves next year. I think it's in the program's best interest that he get next year. And I think next year they have to win some games more than they lose. Or it's probably not going to work out. That's stronger than anybody else will say on the record because everybody else is careful. I think next season they have to have a winning season. But I don't think that's tied to this season.
And like you said, a very uneven schedule next year. Really, really hard early and then some opportunities late.
And they could get on a roll late. And, yeah, I mean, look at the front half of that schedule. Right now, Baylor's undefeated.
Baylor, LSU, Auburn, Alabama.
Yeah, LSU's undefeated. Alabama's undefeated. Auburn has lost once to a team that is undefeated that comes to Oxford next season. That schedule's up.
Those first 6 or 7 weeks are just buckle up.
A bear.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But what I was going to say is, you know, the other wild card is, as has been chronicled, there's a new chancellor who is talking about putting together committees and such for an AD. And who knows?
We'll talk chancellor and alcohol in a second. Before we do that, I'll tell you about Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. Underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. You're getting local underwriting that understands your market, a leader in condo financing, the float down option, and with rates as low as they've been in about 2 years, good time to talk to Jason. That's 662-234-2704 or JLOWE at communitymtg.com.
Blue Delta Jeans is in Nashville and Lexington, Kentucky today. They'll be in lovely Birmingham tomorrow, and then in lovely Jackson on Thursday and Friday. So if you want to get an appointment and a time for a private fitting with Blue Delta Jeans, in what you live in one of those markets, go for it. Send them an email, info@bluedeltajeans.com, info@bluedeltajeans.com. Ask about the Geno. It's out in the open now. They're pre-selling it soft and comfortable. They have a great group of colors. The sewing begins on Halloween, so you don't want to miss this opportunity to reserve your spot in the first run of this great new fabric line from Blue Delta Jeans. I'm going to have picks out on Thursday. We all will have picks out on Thursday. We're doing all the SEC games, doing the Red River Shootout, and doing the big showdown in Iowa City because you know me and my infatuation with Iowa. So we'll have all of those picks on Thursday. They're brought to you by Southern Craft Stove and Tap, located off Highway 7 and Sisk Avenue. Southern Craft Stove and Tap places an emphasis on food and atmosphere, mixing the quality of fine dining with the come-as-you-are environment. Featuring 30 craft beers and offering a high-quality selection of cuisine and libations, Southern Craft Stove and Tap has you covered for any occasion. Join them for lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch, or have your favorites catered out. Catering orders placed online. Receive $25 off any order, totaling $100 or more. So avoid the chaos of parking on the square. Head over and experience carefully crafted dishes with your favorite Southern ingredients. Southern Craft Stove and Tap, Highway 7 and Sisk Avenue in Oxford. We're going to have a Mind on My Money podcast available for you by the end of the day. I've got to build a shell and let Mr. Parham know which one we're going with. We're going with one of the previously recorded ones that are still on your computer so that you'll know. Those are brought to you by Pinnacle Trust. Pinnacle Trust based in Madison, Mississippi. They've got clients in more than 20 states, advisors in 3 states. Another thing that they have is their 401k advisory services team. If your 401k, your company's 401k is not performing up to your standards and you're a little disappointed in it, get in touch with Pinnacle Trust 401k advisory services team today. They can conduct a complimentary, no obligation benchmarking and analysis of your current 401k plan. Mention that you heard about Pinnacle Trust on the Oxford Exxon podcast. Get 10% off your first year's fees. It is pintrust.com, P-I-N-N-trust.com.
Podcast is brought to you by Visit Oxford. Visit OxfordMS.com. Go to the events page, see everything going on in town this week. The football team is away, but plenty of things going on, including the South Talks lectures continuing today and tomorrow. It is kind of Faulkner week around town. You got a literary bit of Faulkner from the 10th to the 14th. You got the trail marker unveiling on the 10th out at Roanoke, Thacker Mountain Radio Hour, the 10th on 6 to 7:30 at All Square Books. And more, the UM Film Festival, October the 11th at Fulton Chapel, that's 7 p.m. And then Saturday, a lot of people in town, Ole Miss Fall Visit Day, as well as the continuing of the film festival and more. So bookmark it, see what else is going on, see where to stay when you come to town, where to eat, do, and see. Visit OxfordMS.com/events. So, as I said, got the list of beverages that people can partake in next week, starting with Texas A&M. It'll be the first time anyone's drank in Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. So it's a very very big deal, very big day next Saturday.
It's going to be really different stadium because no one has ever consumed alcohol in the stadium.
I know. I don't know what to expect. I mean, you know, riots probably.
Chaos. I'm so disappointed.
Bourbon Street in Northwest Mississippi.
Yeah. Out of control. It really will be unsafe.
Crazy. Your options, you can get for $8, you get a 16-ounce cold one of Coors Light, Miller Lite, or Budweiser. If you so
they're bringing three different types of devil water?
Three different types of devil water, $8 a piece.
Wow.
16 ounces. I do think it's been a lot of talk on Twitter about it because nothing on Twitter gets talked about quite like alcohol and sports connected. No Bud Light, but bringing Bud Heavy into the mix. Interesting move.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. live and let live. We got Blue Moon.
Okay.
16 ounces. I think that one's going to be $9.
Will they have a little orange wedge to put with it?
I don't know. I mean, that really changes the whole dynamic if you don't, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's supposed to have an orange wedge with it. It just is.
Why? How did that start?
Well, these are questions that I don't know the answers to. Why does the sun rise in the east? I don't know.
A blue moon's fine. Nothing wrong with a blue moon.
No, blue moon's good, actually.
Yeah, all good. They have Land Shark. I believe that's going to be $9 as well for 16 ounces.
I've never had that beer.
Have you not? I don't think I have either, actually.
Seriously, I've just never had it.
Okay.
Nothing against it. I would try it. I just have never had it.
Craft option is going to be Susie B. That is a Southern Prohibition out of Hattiesburg, I believe, is where that one is from. So,
had that one either.
That is going to be their craft option.
Okay.
And then let's see. Then we've got for the seltzer crowd, we got Henry's Spiked Seltzer. I did not know what Henry's was prior to last night. People were asking me, hey, can you dig in and find out the flavors? And no, I have not gone to that extent. But
no claws, just
no claws, no Truly's, no Bib and Bond. No, we're just Henry's.
I've not had a spiked seltzer in my life.
It's fine.
Yeah,
it's all right. It's fine.
Laura drinks them. I just look at them like, eh. I have nothing against them. There's nothing appealing about them to me.
If you haven't taken a sip, how do you know?
I don't. I mean, but my point is I don't ever look at it and think, you know, I want to taste that.
But you used to. I mean, and I get it's not the same thing. You used to really like those Bud Limeritas or whatever the heck those things were.
Yeah, and now they're just too damn sweet.
Your flavors on Henry's, I believe. Now, I'm not saying this is in the building. I have no idea what they're putting into Vaught-Hemingway. But flavors I found online for Henry's, so I guess among these options, blueberry lemon, pineapple,
okay. Yuck.
Lemon lime, which lemon lime is typically a really good seltzer flavor.
I would think so.
Strawberry kiwi, passion fruit, and peach mango.
Hot take here?
Sure.
I don't like mango.
I mean, it's kind of sweet. I'm not a fan. Whatever.
I would try the lemon lime seltzer.
I'm curious about the pineapple a little bit. I don't know why, but kind of am. Is it going to be sweet? So, is it not? I don't know.
It was discussed about whether people could bring a beverage into the press box. There was a conflicting opinions on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Gabe DeArmond told me that's just absolute no-no.
At Missouri?
Just anywhere. He just said that's wrong. Can't do it.
Oh, he thinks it's a faux pas.
Yeah, he thinks it would be a journalism faux pas. He said, you're at work.
Okay.
And believe it or not, Jay kind of agreed with him.
No, I get that. I'm not surprised with that with Jay. Jay's not necessarily like a bastion to like upend authority.
No.
I'm seeing it here. The pineapple Henry's, I don't know why this is the one in front of me, but it is. It's 88 calories. 4.2 okay. ABV.
Okay.
Zero sugar.
No sugar.
Not too sweet, not too tart, just the right amount of each.
I think that's why Laura drinks the seltzers. She's trying to cut out sugar.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. If it's not too sweet, I'll give it a shot. Pineapple, though, just, I mean, in general, is kind of sweet. So I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. I'd get down to my ideal weight if I drink those instead of wine.
We'll do it.
I like wine.
Okay. So you think it's perfectly fine to take alcohol into the press box?
Let's put it this way. If someone went down and got a beer and brought it back into the press box and took it to their seat, I would not be offended.
Well, that's a different question.
Would you individually
do it?
I might do it. I've gotten a lot more laid back with
how many press boxes have you drank in your life?
Tiger Stadium.
Okay.
That feels like it.
I've had three.
Okay.
Tiger Stadium. They used to bring alcohol after the game. I don't think they still do that anymore.
No, they don't. Because somebody threw a fit about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Everybody's offended.
Everybody's offended.
Some narc killed that idea.
Yeah, everybody's because if it's offensive to you, you can't just ignore it. You have to be triggered. Everyone has to be triggered with you.
Okay. They brought alcohol into the Louisville baseball press box after the day game a few years ago.
Okay.
They did it, and then the way Turchin Stadium is set up, Tulane is more than fine with you going below the press box and bringing drafts back into the press box up top. I know we're all shocked by that.
I like Tulane.
Tulane, very easygoing. Because, like, you go, hey, is it cool, Liv? And they kind of look at you like, well, yeah. Okay, great. Have at it. I will say this. You probably got one. Remember in 14 in Lafayette, they had a beer cooler in the media relations room. A bunch of different kind of beers set up in the media relations room at the Super Regional in 14.
Seems like I do remember that.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Like normal domestics, they had like the Summer Shandy, was it Leinenkugel or whatever, like a bunch of that stuff.
I mean, you got to give Louisiana this, and I can say this as a Louisiana boy. We're really bad at a lot of things, but we're good at providing alcohol.
Not offended very much.
Pretty laid back. By the way, speaking of Louisiana and Tulane, I'd like to apologize to a number of people informed me yesterday that I was mispronouncing the Tulane.
It's Willie Fritz.
Its name is Willie Fritz. Yeah. I've been frisked. I'm sorry. I would like to formally apologize to all of you out there in podcast land. I would also like to apologize to the Fritz family, to the Frist family, wherever you may be. I will try to do better.
I knew it, but I just didn't care enough to correct you. So whatever. Everybody knew what you were talking about.
Well, I feel better now that I have apologized.
Somebody told you that yesterday?
I got several. Really? Several. Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, he is 59 years old. Fritz, I looked him up some yesterday.
So he's a little older.
He makes 1.2 a year. His background before Tulane was Georgia Southern, Sam Houston State. He was the head coach at Central Missouri for a long time. He was at Blinn. See, he's been a head coach since 1993. He was an assistant at Sam Houston State, Coffeyville Community College, Willis High School in Texas, Sam Houston State as a GA, stuff like that.
All right, real quick here too, there's a graphic that I'll put on the board, or I'll have Zach put it on the board because he sent it to us last night. But let's see, if you are wanting alcohol next Saturday, here are the places that you're going to be able to get it. You're going to be able to get it in S3, S6, S9, lower level of B, lower level of D, lower level of I, lower level of whatever the ADA section is in the corner right there by the north end zone. I'm not sure what section that is. N, R, and then in the mid and upper levels of O and E and C. Those are your areas for alcohol next Saturday. So if you sit in any of those locations, it will be much closer to you than if you have to walk over a couple sections. So the closest one to you, Neil, would be out that little video platform thing and then down into that top concourse right there.
Oh.
So you can get to it pretty quickly.
Be easy to do.
Real easy to do. Yeah. But yeah, the lines are going to be crazy. This is the one positive, though, to doing it this late. You've seen everybody else screw it up. You should be able to fix some of those errors.
When Arkansas did it the first game,
I saw that.
The lines were just forever, like a quarter.
I don't ever want a beer that bad.
I don't know if they fixed it or not. Well, frankly, we could be, depending on what happens this week, we could be like at decision point with how do we cover games from now on.
We have a few ideas.
We have some thoughts.
You're not losing any coverage, by the way, people.
No. We're not going to lose anything.
We got ways around that.
We're only enhancing.
Forward thinking and whatnot.
Yep.
Saw Pete came out and said the hire was really good. Then might have been Glenn might have said no, it's probably not the best idea. Can you not? I'll get to that in a minute. Line came out. Ole Miss and Missouri. Let's see. It opened at 11.
It's still at 11.
Okay. Over under is at 54.5. If you'd like to bet on Ole Miss to win, you can bet $100 and you can win $340. If you'd like to bet on Missouri to win and you'd like to win $100, you have to bet $410. That seems really high.
It's funny. Vegas very clearly thinks Ole Miss is a heavy underdog in this, and they very well may be. I just, for some reason, think it's a closer game than that.
Odd Shark is predicting a Missouri win 45-21.
Ooh, they're predicting a large victory.
Yes.
What are they predicting in Arkansas, Kentucky, since I've committed myself to that?
Why have you committed yourself to that?
Well, I mean, I said it in 10 thoughts. I can always change my mind.
Okay. They are predicting Kentucky 27, Arkansas 21.
Okay, so closer contest.
It is a 6.5-point line.
Okay.
Wildcats by 6.5. Over under there, 53.5. If you'd like to bet on Arkansas to win, you can win $205 betting your $100. If you'd like to make $100 on Kentucky, you got to bet $240.
Oh, wow.
Arkansas is a good money line bet there.
It is.
That's a pretty good money line bet.
What do they have?
If you like Ole Miss, I think you just take the line at the 110.
What's the predicted score on Tennessee, Mississippi State?
Tennessee, Mississippi State. They are predicting Mississippi State to win this football game 34-16.
God, Tennessee has fallen off the map, huh?
Yep. -6.5 is the line, but they say Mississippi State will win, cover the spread, and the total will go under 34-16. In the last seven between these two teams, Tennessee has covered the spread 5 times. The average score in this game over the last 7 appearances is 38-18 Tennessee. But they don't play very often, and this is not that Tennessee.
No. No, it is not.
They predict Georgia to beat South Carolina 50-19. Which is a Georgia cover.
Yeah. Georgia covers. I think Kirby is trying to get style points.
Alabama 45-28 over A&M per this metric.
Right on the line.
Is it?
The line's 17.5, so that would be an A&M cover by the elusive half point.
Well, that kind of sucks. And then last one, LSU and Florida. They are predicting a nail biter. The little analytics machine for Oddshark is predicting LSU 38, Florida 37.
Wow.
Yes.
So, in other words, Florida plus the 13 is a good bet.
That's what they like, yes. Louisiana State will win, Florida will cover, and the total will go over. If you really think Florida's got a shot, good money line here, plus 405. Bet 100, win 405.
I'm jumping around here. Forgive me. I've got the TV on.
Okay.
Wonder what it was like last night for Terrence Davis in Japan to look up, and there he is wearing a Toronto Raptors jersey, and he's guarding Russell Westbrook. Wonder how many Russell Westbrook games Terrence Davis has watched in the last 11 seasons. I'd venture to guess a bunch. Venture to guess that Terrence Davis has watched Thunder several times over the last 11 years of his life. And to look up, and there's Russell Westbrook, this time in a Rockets uniform, but Russell Westbrook nonetheless, coming right at you.
Really happy for that guy.
Yeah, but can you imagine what that – I mean, I know he's an NBA player and you got to get past that, but we're in the preseason. It's probably still really fresh.
Oh, he's still in that mode where you can just get to the locker room and your jersey is sitting there and it's a Raptors jersey and you go, whoa.
But you wonder if he gets back into the locker room after the game and he's like, I guarded Russell Westbrook. That was Russell Westbrook. James Harden's on the floor with you.
Maybe in basketball, more than any other sport, that's the surreal for those guys because you're so close and it's just constant.
The only thing that would match it in sports, I think, would be baseball when you're
facing someone.
Yeah, and you step into the box and there's Justin Verlander or, you know.
You're pitching to Mike Trout and you go, whoa.
Yeah, you're pitching and hitting third for the Angels, center fielder, Mike Trout. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's Mike Trout. Swinging a wooden club.
I might want to lock in here.
Yeah. But you do wonder, like, is your head's just spinning. But, yeah, basketball, that had to – people can call me a homer or whatever. I'm thrilled for Terrence Davis. He had a big dunk last night, the NBA social media publicized. Good for him. Such a neat kid. It had to be a cool moment. I'd love to ask him, how many times have you watched Russell Westbrook in your life? Because I would venture to guess a ton.
I mean, a guy that harnessed all that athletic ability and became a basketball player. When he got to Ole Miss, he was an athlete. He became a basketball player. Fixed his defense. To an extent. It's interesting.
Oh, he's a great story. There's a lot of credit that should be passed out to Andy Kennedy, to Kermit Davis, Bill Armstrong, Ronnie Hamilton, and Terrence. A lot of credit just goes to Terrence.
He did the work.
He did the work, and he let the doubters be fuel, and he did not listen to all the people that kept saying, hey, you're wasting your athletic prowess. He heard it so many times. He and I've talked about it. He heard it so many times, and he just, credit to him. He said, that's not what I want to do. I want to play basketball. I'm going to bet on myself.
We'll continue the show in 1 second. First, I'll tell you about MasterCuts Lawn and Landscape, premium lawn care throughout northern Mississippi with cutting, edging, weed eating, all that stuff, but a lot more also, including custom playgrounds, retaining walls, pool decks, outdoor living spaces with paper patios, forestry mulching, and much more. To patch your dream backyard easier than you think, you can find them online at gomastercuts.com. You get a free quote or that same free quote by calling 662-607-7773. Again, that's gomastercuts.com.
I've been up since 3 in the morning, and I still was working on my mailbag. It is brought to you by the Westin Jackson. It will be up tomorrow, probably pretty early in the day, because that bad boy is just about done. The Westin Jackson is home to Soul Spa, the ultimate luxury spa experience in downtown Jackson. Indulge in personalized massages, signature facials, and all sorts of stuff at Soul Spa. And you can also gather at Estelle Wine Bar and Bistro, where you can sip on a creative craft cocktail or enjoy their curated wine list. It's open for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch. Chef Caden's mission is to connect guests with the community through local partnerships, so gather at Estelle tonight. We're also brought to you by John Edwards of Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. If you've been thinking about that golf trip with the guys, an anniversary trip, a trip to the Caribbean, a trip to Florida, Scotland, wherever, Italy, whatever the case may be, get in touch with John. He's part of Virtuoso. It's a worldwide network of travel partners that allows John to supply his clients with added values and unique benefits simply not available to other travelers. You don't have to live near Memphis. You don't have to commit anything. What you have to do is just give him a call. Give him an email. Give him some parameters. Give him a budget. He will give you options, and you can go from there. 901-494-3387, or send him an email, jedwards@regencytravel.net. First-time clients can save $50 off the first book trip just by telling John you heard about Regency Travel on the podcast. We're also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, Grenada Nissan's the place to go. They've got a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles, great lease deals as well. Go in, test drive one today. Tell Gene and Sandy and the people at Grenada Nissan that you heard about Grenada Nissan on this podcast. You'll get Rebel savings on top of the already great deals at Grenada Nissan. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com. And we're brought to you by Harry Alexander. Harry is an Oxford-based RE/MAX Legacy Realty agent. He's a big part of Savannah Square, which is a 9-acre development, 0.7 mile from the Oxford downtown square, conveniently located east of North Lamar, just a short stroll from the Midtown Shopping Center. There are several houses in different stages of development in Savannah Square. If you want to check that out, if you want to look at the model home at 215 William Street, get in touch with Harry. He'll guide you through it. You can check out more at SavannahSquareOxford.com or give Harry a call or text at 662-801-5621. And we're brought to you by Oxford University Bank, OUB, locally owned and operated right here in Oxford. When you deposit money at OUB, that money and the vast majority of the bank's profits go right back into the Oxford community. OUB is also home to a commercial checking account, now paying 1% interest as long as you keep $10,000 in the account. It comes with fully interactive online banking. They can set up any local business to deposit checks from their office and not have to worry with coming to the bank daily to deposit those checks. So if you want to learn more about that, go to LiveOxford, BankOxford.com, or call 662-234-6668. OUB is FDIC insured.
So kind of a mini update here. I posted this on the message board last night regarding the chancellor appointment. We wrote on Sunday in the middle of that fairly long article that the state's amount of Boyce's salary had been agreed upon by the IHL board. In the past, it's always been $300,000. I'm assuming that's what it is, but I don't know. However, the foundation part, which is typically kind of a 50-50 split, that has not been agreed upon. However, the IHL has requested a larger amount than what Jeffrey Vitter was making. So essentially they're asking for a raise for that position and to pay Boyce more than Vitter. That was the news from last night. I've heard some numbers, but I'm kind of waiting a little bit. I've got a couple things that I need to confirm first. And some people have asked, you know, can the foundation say no? Well, yeah, they can. The problem is that the IHL has a lot of power, and I'm not being snarky or smart. I mean, they control a lot of things, and with most things, there's a certain give and take. So you've got to figure out what your gains and your losses are, depending on what battle you want to fight. I do not expect, at the end of the day, it to get denied. I think whatever they're asking for will be approved before it's over. So,
yes.
That is my opinion.
That is mine as well.
Yeah. What's funny is I just made a very straight statement last night. They're asking for more, and immediately, like, some of the boy supporters were like, hey, why are you criticizing? Like, I gave no opinion. I simply said they asked for more money. They did. I don't know. Pay him, don't pay him. I don't care.
You've never been more attacked than you've been on this story.
I know.
I mean, you're not going to get invited to the Tate Reeves Christmas party now. It's over.
You don't think so?
Oh, I'm positive.
I'm friends with multiple high-ranking Republican officials.
I mean,
I'm making a joke, people.
We know one in the White House.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, this is the first time that of the two of us.
Well, what was funny was, yeah, because a lot of the people that are, and again, I've been out front on the story. I mean, I've been the face of it, but we had a double byline on that thing, and you might as well have not had your name within 8,000 miles of it. Chase said, Chase wrote, okay.
Well, I've had several people say, did you see what Chase wrote? I'm like, yeah, I helped write it. I wrote multiple paragraphs in that story. Like, you wrote it? I'm like, well, I'm not sure. It depends.
Yeah. What's your opinion? Then we'll. Yeah.
Did you like the story? Yeah, I wrote it.
That's what's funny about it is hardly anyone said, hey, it was just fine. Like, it was either, hey, keep digging. Let me get you some Red Bull. It's amazing. Or please God, shut up and go to blah, blah, blah. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody was hyperbolic. There was no just, yeah, it was fine. Cool. Moving on. I don't know. But that's all the news I have on it. There's probably more coming. I guess. Do what?
The one thing that bothers me is the people that say, well, even if the process was bad, he didn't know that the process was bad. Come on. Are we really that naive?
You don't believe it?
No, I don't. And I have no problem admitting that I don't.
At some point, barring a bombshell, it's going to be down to whatever he does or doesn't do as the chancellor. And that will dictate. It's we always talk about it with a football coach or a basketball coach or a baseball coach. That position also is a scoreboard business. Enrollment will get better. Recruiting will get better. Good hires will be made, or they won't.
Oh, they won't.
That's the only way to fix this if you're Glenn Boyce. You're not going to just go into some rooms and convince people you were the right candidate. It's got to be tangible efforts over time.
That's correct.
And for the people that fully support him, going to have to just have some thin skin or some thick skin and let him govern for a little while and see who comes around. Works both ways. Yeah,
because if you can't acknowledge that people have a right to be upset at the way that process was carried out, well, then you're just not being realistic.
That's probably my biggest frustration. And I get it's probably the majority of people, so I don't think I'm making anybody mad. I'm just kind of giving a thought. Is everybody that goes, and you wrote about this in 10 Thoughts, yeah, the process sucked, but hey, we got to 100% get behind him now and move on. If you do that, don't they just do it again to you? in 3 years or 10 years or whatever, same process, same thing, same process, same thing. I mean, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Well, look, here's the problem. If you are a believer in a business, an organization, a university, a football program, or whatever, pick your thing. Should hire the most qualified person. Should hire the best person every time. If you always hire the best person, is it always going to work out? Of course not. Will it work out more often than not? Yes. Is that fair?
Sure.
When you start developing a habit of, well, we don't hire the best person, we hire the person that everybody knows the best. Well, sometimes that works out. Most more times than not, it doesn't.
Yeah, there's no guarantee he's going to be a poor chancellor. Might be fine. Might be good. I don't know.
Might end up being the best chancellor ever. But the process was flawed. So the odds are against it.
And again, five of the last six IHL hires have been from within the system. It's not just Ole Miss.
No, no. I'm reluctant to say this because it happens in other states too, but it is definitely a Mississippi thing that there is this hang up that you can't make a hire for a big position unless the person has ties to Mississippi. Now, it might be that way at Nebraska, at Iowa, at Idaho. I don't know. But boy, it's that way here. The other problem that I have with the search, and where I think you really get damaged in the world of higher education, and that is the business you're in when you're running a university, it's absolutely higher education, is you put a lot of people through a process telling them they had a chance when they didn't.
Yes, the optics are that you wasted the time of 8 people, or at least how many ever interviewed. And then you also wasted the time of the 39 advisory committee people.
Yeah. And on a few of those people, you know, whatever. But like the guy from Auburn, you wasted his time. You wasted his energy. Knowing full well when you brought him to Jackson that you weren't hiring him.
Unfair to Cal Mayo.
Absolutely unfair to Cal Mayo. Put Cal Mayo through a ringer that he didn't deserve. And I don't know him. Sportsman goes, oh, Oxford people. I wouldn't know him if he walked in the door. I do not know him. I don't believe he and I have ever met. We very clearly do not run in the same circles. I don't have a circle, so.
You have a box.
I don't. Yeah, I mean, if I didn't have you and, like, who else do I have in Oxford? It's tight, man. It's my neighbor Johnny Goff came over and helped. You probably owe Johnny a beer at this point.
Okay.
He helped get that freaking couch through this door. You have no idea. I don't know how we. Laura's like, y'all scratched up some paint. And I was like, you're damn right we scratched up some paint. But, yeah, I don't know Cal Mayo. So before anybody goes, oh, you're just defending another. I don't know him.
But, no, he was put through stuff that, frankly, didn't deserve given how it played out.
Frankly, he got ripped and stuff for something that, you know, I don't know. Instead of people just telling up front, hey, look, you have no chance. Don't do this. You're not – there's no reason to lobby for this. This is done. And frankly, we're still not getting an explanation for why it was done, when it was done. Not even what was done. Hire who you want to hire. But when you just all of a sudden last as going along with the process and then boom, it's done. That's fishy. Would have been much better off from the optics, which is a good word you've used. But much better off bringing him up and doing the campus thingy.
It would have helped.
Yeah, people would have still been pissy, but it's where you know, or at the very, just say, hey, look, this is the best. This is, we think he's the best guy. And this is why. We need somebody who understands the system, and things are a little rough right now, and we need to get going up front.
And now I will say, now that he's in place, I mean, it is what it is, knowing how to navigate the IHL is a benefit if you do it with Ole Miss's interest in mind. Now, it kind of got Dan Jones fired, but point still stands.
Well, I mean, Dan Jones got fired because he wouldn't play along with the IHL. He wouldn't march in lockstep. He didn't speak respectfully at all times. That's keeping it honest. I mean, frankly, they didn't like his attitude. A couple of them specifically basically said, kiss my ass, and he said no.
It's my opinion. Two things that, my opinion, I don't have the source, but I've been around it more than I would like to in the last few months. I think Dan Jones' tenure is one of the reasons that Bobby Robbins was not strongly considered. And I think the other is that he would have required a salary potentially that would have pushed Ole Miss's chancellor ahead of Mississippi State's chancellor in salary. I think both those are applicable to the search. Again, just my opinion, but take it or leave it.
I don't know enough about the first part to say that. The second part, I agree with.
Well, you've got the medical center guy. You got somebody who would have his own ideas in those areas. Robbins is not the most easy-go-lucky guy in the world. Gonna have some abrasiveness to him at times. Not really a panderer at all. Just an opinion. I don't know.
Yeah, may have had his own opinions, and when the IHL said do something, he would have said,
"Nah,
I don't think that's the right thing."
Yeah. So,
kick rocks.
Yeah,
they don't like being told to kick rocks.
Well, after you do that, go get a flu shot. Flu season's quickly approaching. Tyson Drugs, G&M Pharmacy have flu vaccines available with $0 copay on most insurance plans. No one has time to wait for the overworked pharmacist in the chain drugstore. So stop by one of the locally owned pharmacies where you have multiple pharmacists available dedicated to getting you in and out as quickly and painlessly as possible. I got my flu shot yesterday. Tyson Drugs on the square in Holly Springs. G&M off South Lamar. 662-236-2222.
Podcast also brought to you in part by the refrigeration company, TRC, owned and operated by Jeremy Wattler. He has been in the refrigeration field for more than 20 years, including 5 years as a national service manager at TRC. They understand that great service means being responsive, and their highly trained, responsible, and dedicated staff are available 24/7 to ensure your complete satisfaction. They specialize in ammonia refrigeration, but they work on any HFC, HCFC, or CO2 systems. They're building winning relationships with customers in baking, cold storage warehouses, ice production facilities, and facilities serving dairy, food, poultry, and catfish processing. They're based in Spanish Fort, Alabama, but they're licensed in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, and South Carolina as well, and they can handle all of your company's refrigeration needs, including installation, fabrication, service, compressor rebuilds, ammonia detection, calibration, vibration analysis, and more. Get in touch with them at 251-348-8533 or Jeremy at therefrigco.com. That's Jeremy at therefrigco.com. The podcast is also brought to you by the College Corner. It's your one-stop Rebel shop now with two locations in the Jackson area. In Ridgeland next to Fleet Feet, in the new location in Flowood next to Half Shell. If you don't live in Jackson, that's not a problem. You can visit them online at collegecornerstore.com, plus Facebook and Instagram. Don't waste your game day in Oxford stuck in traffic and long lines to get your gear. Stop by before you go, and their staff will have you in and out and on your way. The College Corner has you covered for all your tailgate and home gate needs. They have the largest selection of Rebel gear in the central Mississippi area. So throughout the month of October, mention Rebel Grove at checkout, and you'll get 15% off your entire purchase. You can also use that code online. Just put Rebel Grove in the coupon tab at checkout to get the same discount. And Ole Miss football team back at the Vaught October the 19th as the Rebels take on Texas A&M. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit OleMissTix.com. The 2019-2020 Ole Miss hoops season just around the corner. Don't miss any of the action of Coach Yo's women's basketball team and Coach Kermit Davis's men's team this season in the pavilion. For more for tickets, visit OleMissTix.com. Join the Ole Miss men's and women's hoops teams on Friday, October the 18th for Square Jam, presented by Oxford Orthopedics on the Oxford Square. Bring the family out to this free event featuring skills contest, player autographs, and a dunk contest to cap off the night. For more information, visit OleMissSports.com. And the red-hot Ole Miss volleyball team, winners of 11 matches in a row, they return home to the Gillum Center on Sunday, October the 13th, as they take on the Auburn Tigers at 1:30. Admission is free. More information can be found at OleMissSports.com. And join the Ole Miss soccer team on Friday, October the 10th, as they host the Florida Gators in an SEC showdown. Admission is free, so bring the family out and enjoy some Rebels.
I feel like I owe Teddy Bridgewater an apology.
I think that's fair.
Look,
you doubted him.
The team is really good. The defense has played incredibly well. Alvin Kamara is phenomenal.
Yes.
But he's held it together. He's done a good job. 4 touchdown passes on Sunday.
Oh, he's been as good of a caretaker as the Saints could possibly have asked for.
He has played like the highest paid backup in the league.
Yes.
That's what he's done.
Frankly, and I know you can tell Drew Brees is just chomping at the bit. But he has played so well that if you're the Saints, you're telling the medical people, I know he wants to go. Kind of have a long thought here. That's right. I really think this is going to help the Saints. I'm telling the medical people and the rehab people, I want to make sure that thumb is 100% healed. I want to make sure that he's got his arm ready to go. We're in no hurry. We're going to play January football, and I want a fresh, healthy Drew Brees. And Teddy Bridgewater is making that doable.
Yeah, in some ways, they're at a negative because Brees is ahead of schedule. It's almost like no slowdown. Stop. I get it. He's already throwing, and he's ready to go, and it's, hey, no.
Quit. No, I'm telling him, I want that thing 100%. We're in no panic here. Not 80%. Not 90%.
Yeah, we're 4-1. We're okay. Playoffs are in good shape.
We're good. We lost one game
in LA.
The Rams that before the season could have been on the WL, would have been an L anyway. And now you get Jacksonville, very winnable. You go to Chicago, very winnable.
And then you get a bye week.
And you get a bye week before you play Atlanta. And Atlanta sucks.
So even if you don't hit the target date, it's all right.
Well, frankly, I know that that's the rivalry and all that stuff. No, I want your thumb well, all the way well. I want you ready to go because he's got us. And now you get into the latter part of the season. I just think it's a game changer for them. I'm happy for Teddy Bridgewater, too, because that quote that he gave the other day is powerful. That every day he gets up and he puts his feet on the ground. Is a good day because there was a time when he wasn't sure he'd be able to do that. Literally. He was losing feeling in that leg the day that he got hurt in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing it. I can remember that day.
Thrilled for him. And if you're the Saints from a football standpoint, game changer. You do not have to panic. And I know Brees would go out there and try to play with a broken thumb. Now you just tell him, look, man, channel all this.
With a healthy and arrested Brees, they're the best team in the NFC.
Oh, there's no question. With a healthy and arrested Brees, we're headed to New England, New Orleans in the championship, in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, New England seems pretty solid in their pursuits.
Just the little engine that could up there.
Is a huge credit to their organization, in all seriousness.
Oh. I think it is becoming less and less of a debate that Belichick's the greatest coach in NFL history.
NFL power rankings this week, just if you're curious, just coming from ESPN. Yep. Pats 1, Saints 2, Chiefs 3, Chiefs losing to the Colts over the weekend. The Packers 4. Packers 4-1 on the season.
It's almost like quarterback play matters.
Yeah. Seahawks 4-1, the one loss to the Saints at this point. The San Francisco 49ers 4-0.
Hey, they're good.
Suddenly in a little bit of a trouble, the Los Angeles Rams in that division at 3-2.
Well, I've told you what some NFL insiders say.
Cowboys at 3-2, they look so vulnerable and have no shot, frankly.
No.
That's the list is the NFC teams I've already named and then the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm not counting out the Eagles yet.
No. No, and in fact, I would put them in front of some of the teams that you named just because of their quarterback play.
Bills, surprisingly, at 4-1 at number 10.
And their only loss was a competitive loss to the Patriots.
It is. The Ravens are 3-2 at number 11. The Texans are 3-2 at 12. And the Bears are 3-2 at 13.
Yeah.
Vikings at 14. And then Colts at 3-2 at 15. The Panthers are only one game behind the Saints, but they do not scare me. Christian McCaffrey is a son of a gun, though.
Oh, he's a great player.
He's a son of a gun.
Again, if you do a list of top five players in the NFL and you cannot list quarterbacks.
McCaffrey and Kamara are way up there.
Oh, they're top five. Maybe top three.
We knew it would go one way or the other. The Browns are a train wreck now. 2-3 on the season.
Jeffrey, if you're listening, turn off your
device
for just a minute. Just, you know how strongly I feel about you. Dude's not very good right now.
Doesn't protect the football. Doesn't make good decisions.
Got a lot of work to do. Got a lot of work to do. It's amazing that league, all jokes aside. That league is so quarterback play.
Running through the list a little bit, Evan Engram is second in fantasy points for his position on an average per week standpoint. So right now, the second best NFL fantasy tight end.
Yeah, we talked about Terrence Davis earlier, another guy that every time he does something good, you're excited for him.
Mm-hmm. Falcons down at number 25 at 1-4.
Where are the Lions?
Let's see. I saw them a second ago. I just didn't mention it, I think.
Are you 15-ish?
Yeah, I'm scrolling up. 16.
16.
2-1-1 on the season. Their surprise fantasy player is Kerryon Johnson, former Auburn running back.
A good player.
Down at the bottom, just because I'm obviously the Dolphins are last.
Skins
are 31. I think Miami plays Washington coming up.
That's a big game.
For
both teams trying to lose it.
The Jets are 0-4 too. Bengals are 0-5.
They're probably good enough to win a couple.
Yeah. Bengals 0-5. Steelers at 1-4. I know quarterback's out, I get it. But.
Yeah.
And now Rudolph was whatever happened to him the other day.
He got knocked out cold. It was a dirt. How that didn't get called a dirty hit is beyond me. What'd you think of the ruling in the Raiders deal where the Raider got kicked out for the season?
Well, it was punitive. It wasn't because of one hit.
So many times before, and that was a very vulnerable player, and he launched at his head. And if you're the NFL and you're trying to protect the future of the game, you cannot have that.
I wasn't surprised. I'll put it that way.
No. The game is so dangerous anyway that you can't add extra danger.
Mm-hmm. The Yankees have swept the Twins. They move on to the ALCS. 3-0 and, frankly, three kickings.
If you're the Twins, that's cruel, isn't it?
It is.
You want 102 games. And you get – they talked about trying to slay the dragon. They not only did not slay the dragon.
They didn't even pop him with a sword once.
The dragon just reached down, picked him up, and ate him.
The first fireball did it.
Yeah. The dragon just came in and just destroyed your whole village without even really trying. I think Houston will finish off that series today. And then we get two game fives with great pitching matchups tomorrow. You get Foltynewicz versus Flaherty, two young right-handers with bright futures in Atlanta, where the Braves fans are going to be so nervous. And then you get...
It is going to be a Swayze Field-type environment at SunTrust.
Yeah.
I mean, not really making jokes. Very similar situation. I mean...
Dang.
Yeah.
If you're the Cardinals...
Cardinals are up 2-0 in the third, and you're going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other one, and the one that, frankly, I'm just fascinated to watch. The Dodgers are better than the Nationals.
But it's one game.
But it's one game now, and it's Steven Strasburg, and you know who will be ready to go take the ball late if they can get there. I know he just pitched, but Scherzer, he doesn't care. I'll give him that. That dude wants to win so bad he doesn't know what to do.
And then the Astros are up 2-1 on the Rays, and it looks like we're headed toward that inevitable Houston-New York ALCS.
Which will be a
really good
clash of just powers.
Yeah. Yeah, can Nationals just whipped them last St. night, 6-1.
Louis, Washington.
Do what?
Can you imagine if the National League is St. Louis, Washington?
Oh, God. Close your ears, Cardinals fans. It makes the postseason incredibly boring from an entertainment standpoint.
I thought it was fascinating yesterday that about 20% of the people that came to Busch Stadium dressed as an empty seat. It was a weird time. You know, it's a Tuesday. It was a Monday. A weird time. Yeah.
The Braves, I get it's hindsight, but Keuchel did not look good yesterday. They should have gone with Teron.
Yes. Well, and even then they had the game won and just the bloop and another bloop. 260-some-odd mile-an-hour hits.
It's what the Cardinals do. Say what you want. It just happens.
Oh, you're preaching to the choir.
Oh, I know. You've seen it. You're well-versed.
But all you Braves fans out there, you owe me one because I have cheered hard for your team. I do love some of their players. That Albies, man, he's good. He'd play for my team anytime he wants to. I like Swanson, Acuna. They're not getting anything out of Freeman right now.
He's hurt.
Yeah.
So game five tomorrow for that one. We'll have getting some guests throughout the week on the podcast as it continues. We will talk to you tomorrow. And then check rebelgrove.com. There's been a good bit there. Some nuggets on a lot of stuff throughout the day yesterday. Probably again today. So subscribe. Go read. We enjoy that. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.